Good morning, this is Alex Marienthal with the Gallatin National Forest Avalanche Forecast on Monday, December 23rd at 7 a.m. Today's forecast is sponsored by Bridger Bowl and Montana State Parks. This forecast does not apply to operating ski areas. Since yesterday morning, extreme south to southwest winds decreased overnight to 15 to 30 miles per hour with gusts of 40 to 50 miles per hour. This morning there is no new snow. Temperatures are high 20s to mid 30s Fahrenheit and will remain in that range today. Wind will be southwest at 15 to 35 miles per hour. Snow will arrive tonight near West Yellowstone, Cook City, and south of Big Sky. And snow is expected tomorrow morning near Bozeman and Big Sky. By morning, the mountains near West Yellowstone will get 2 to 4 inches of snow with up to 12 inches possible through tomorrow. Elsewhere will get 2 to 3 inches. Yesterday, Doug and I went to Lionhead Ridge near West Yellowstone and found a snowpack capable of producing large avalanches. Sugary weak snow near the ground below a foot of dense snow creates a poor snowpack structure. Dave was in Beehive Basin yesterday where he found a more stable but weak snowpack. The mountains have not received more than a couple inches of snow the last 9 days, and the snowpack has had time to gain stability. This means signs of instability, such as recent avalanches and collapsing or cracking, are scarce, but it is still possible to trigger a large avalanche. Yesterday, as we rode out below Lionhead Ridge, we snowmobiled under a couple large avalanche paths. We made sure to stay far into the flats of the runout zone and exposed only one person at a time. You don't have to be on the steep part of a slope to trigger an avalanche. Today, practice cautious route finding and conservative terrain selection, and carefully assess the snowpack before riding steep slopes. Avalanche danger is moderate in the Lionhead area near West Yellowstone, the Madison Range, and the Southern Gallatin Range. In the mountains near Cook City, avalanche activity from the past week shows a snowpack capable of producing large avalanches. Over the weekend, skiers south of Cook City saw a large natural avalanche that broke on weak snow near the base of the snowpack. A large natural avalanche last weekend was seen on a similar aspect and elevation. Additionally, last weekend snowmobilers triggered several large slides that broke on weak snow a couple feet deep. We visited Cook City last week and found these buried weak layers on many slopes, which make similar avalanches possible to trigger today. Study our regional pages to see types of terrain where these instabilities exist, and avoid slopes where you suspect buried weak layers. Today, large human-triggered avalanches are possible and danger is moderate in the mountains near Cook City. Near Bozeman, unstable snow is isolated to slopes where extreme southwest winds over the weekend built hard drifts on top of weak snow. On Saturday, riders triggered two avalanches 3 to 5 feet deep on heavily wind-loaded slopes. Yesterday, ice climbers in Highlight had a freshly drifted hard slab collapse, crack, and whoomph on their approach. These hard slabs will gain stability today, but deserve caution. Identify them as hard pillows of snow, which may sound hollow or like a drum. Avalanches are possible on isolated slopes where hard slabs formed over weak snow. Otherwise, the snowpack is generally stable and avalanche danger is low in the Bridger Range and Northern Gallatin Range. If you get out, please send us your observations, no matter how brief. You can fill out an observation form on our website, email us at mtavalanche@gmail.com, or call 406-587-6984. Thanks and have a great day.